Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 187. Hypertension is a very popular medical condition to which several other fatal conditions are linked by the conventional medicine. Today we are going to learn what exactly is it in the light of Dr. Harmer's findings. Then we will understand that there is no reason to panic and it will not cause deaths due to heart attack or stroke. All these aspects are well explained by GNM in the biological special program of the parenchyma of the kidneys. Let us learn the conflict active phase of the SBS of kidney parenchyma. Since the tissue is of new mesodermal origin, during CFAs, there is necrosis or cell loss in one or multiple sites within the kidney parenchyma. With multiple water or fluid conflicts, multiple sites and both kidney parenchyma may be affected. As a result, nature is trying to compensate the cell loss by increasing the arterial blood pressure and serving the purpose of producing normal quantity of urine through the remaining healthy glomerular tissue. Even though there are hypertension conditions caused during the programs of right myocardium and adrenal medulla, the hypertension produced during the biological special program of kidney parenchyma is one of the major portion of the medical condition known as hypertension. The extent of tissue damage or cell loss determines the level of blood pressure. That means more the intensity of the conflict and the sensitivity of the individual, more will be the level of blood pressure. Similar rise of blood pressure can occur during the epileptoid crisis of the healing phase also for a brief period, which we will again discuss during our consideration of healing phase symptoms. Thus, we now understand with the GNM knowledge that hypertension is only a backup program of the body to maintain the urine producing function of the kidneys. Therefore, BP lowering medications interfere with this natural compensatory mechanism of sustaining the kidney function and may even lead to kidney failure if the medications are of heavy doses and of prolonged use. Even when we studied earlier the kidney collecting tubules, we found that during conflict activity, not only water but also the uric substances such as urea, uric acid and creatinine are withheld by the system in proportion to the degree of conflict activity and the number of affected kidney collecting tubules. Similarly, in the case of kidney parenchyma also, the values of urea, uric acid and creatinine will rise during the water or fluid conflict because their levels depend on the glomerular filtration rate. Whether the water conflict or fluid conflict should affect the right or left kidney parenchyma is not determined by the biological handedness theory or mother-child partner theory of GNM, because originally kidneys were one single organ and it got divided to form two kidneys, one on each side. In common medical practice, the kidney diseases are not properly understood or explained because of the lack of knowledge regarding the tissue affected and their embryonic germinal layers of origin. With the help of GNM knowledge, we can understand various kidney conditions better. For example, cirrhosis can occur in kidneys also, like cirrhosis of liver. This cirrhosis of kidney can be either due to the conflict activity during its parenchyma program or collecting tubules program. The cirrhotic kidney happens in case of kidney collecting tubules program due to insufficient urine elimination, but in the program of the kidney parenchyma, the progressive loss of glomerular tissue is the cause of cirrhosis of the affected kidney. Whether it is due to tubulous kidney insufficiency of kidney collecting tubules program or glomerular kidney insufficiency of kidney parenchyma program, prolonged or hanging conflict activity without resolution can lead to kidney failure. If both kidneys are affected, even dialysis may become inevitable. But being a homeopath, I had a number of cases where I could help the patients in different stages of these conflict activities with homeopathic remedies. But one thing is definite, my knowledge of German new medicine is the foundation on which I have successfully managed those cases. With homeopathic remedies, the hypertension can be managed, dialysis and surgical removal of kidneys can be prevented only because homeopathy takes into consideration the mind of the patients. With GNM knowledge, we all can help all individuals suffering from kidney diseases. Even after surgical removal of one kidney, even though the blood pressure may be brought down, but with a fresh water or fluid conflict, the remaining one kidney may get affected in the same manner. Here we break. We will discuss the healing phase symptoms of kidney parenchyma tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.